Our gospel reading this morning comes from the fifth chapter of the gospel according to Matthew, beginning with the 13th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It's no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and is trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all of the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God, our Father and our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus, the risen Christ. Fall is in the air. I mean, there's no question about it. Fall is in the air in the morning. It is much crisper than it was just 6 weeks ago or so. And I noticed this morning, the light is fading. I got here this morning, and it used to be that when I got here, there was a bit of twilight maybe, but it is dark, dark when I get here on a Sunday morning now. Fall is in the air. The gardens are being cleaned out. Harvest is finishing up, except for the row crops. We've got apples that are hanging heavy on trees. An apple crisp is coming out of ovens. Fall is in the air. I think that's why it is often the fall that we turn our thoughts to thanksgiving. To giving God thanks for all of the gifts that are given to us, from the air in our lungs to the talents that we have to our abilities to be gracious and merciful to others around us. And the truth is, thanksgiving, that's all stewardship is about. Today we enter into a couple of weeks of thinking about stewardship and at the same time phase two of our capital campaign. And we'll talk more in a little bit about why we're doing both of those together this year. But stewardship, in truth, is just about thanksgiving. Recognizing the incredible graciousness of God. This year we are calling our stewardship focus the Freedom Campaign. And we're going to sing each Sunday for these 3 weeks the first song that we sang, or we'll at least sing part of it, Baptized and Set Free. Hear the fourth verse of that song again. "Now with praise and thanksgiving, we join the song. All are welcomed. We gather to sing loud and strong. Not enslaved, but set free. From now on, we will be one in Jesus, one in water, baptized and set free." That song carries an incredible fact. The fact is, our freedom comes because Jesus died and rose again. Our freedom begins at the cross. And connected to the cross is our baptism, each and every one of us. Baptismal waters that were splashed over us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and you were marked as a beloved child of God. And beyond that, Paul says in the book of Romans that in our baptisms we were connected to Jesus' death and resurrection. His death became ours. His resurrection became ours. And in that baptism, we were set free. Luther speaks of it as being freed from sin, death, and darkness. If we're free from that, what do we have to worry about? The big things are all taken care of. We don't need to worry about death because we've been gathered up by God. We don't need to worry about darkness or evil. Why? Because God's going to win in the end, period. We don't need to worry about sin. We confess it. We repent and try to turn away from it. But we're going to fail. And when we come back repenting, we know that we will be forgiven, baptized, and set free. We are called to live as salty people. We chose the gospel for today because Jesus is really clear. Here on the Sermon on the Mount, as he is teaching, he is incredibly clear. Not that you will be if you do X, Y, or Z. Not you might be if. It is a declaration. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. As salty people, we are called to go out into God's world, living God's grace and mercy and love. Because we're baptized and set free. Here at Trinity, we continue to try to live into life post-COVID. And I got to tell you, it seems that every turn we make, we continue to need to think about what we should be doing. Old habits got broken. They just did, because for several years we weren't able to do them. And now we need to continue the work of establishing who we are in the world now. And so we, your council and the different leadership teams of committees and groups, have been trying to figure out, how do we live in this world, baptized and set free in this community? And so part of it is all about a culture change. And so we're trying to engage in people who maybe wouldn't readily or easily find their way into a church. You should have seen this place yesterday. We had hundreds of people coming and going all day long. Bounce house out in the grass. Families from the neighborhood and all over who came over for our vendor fair and everything else. People gathering downstairs to eat. People who were in and out of the community center. Grabbing hold. How did it happen? It happened because a whole army of people came together and made it work. From Thursday, starting to set up tables and get the place all ready, to working until about 5 o'clock yesterday, cleaning everything up, having the place ready for you all to come and worship again. And if you weren't here this year, talk to someone that was here, because it was great. And we hope you'll plan to be part of it next year. But that's not all that's going on as we work to create this culture of salty people who are baptized and set free. Bible study is happening often around here. You're welcome to come down after this service. We'll gather downstairs. We're jumping into Revelation. And I'll tell you, Revelation is not a book to be feared. It is a book of incredible hope. Come and hear more. We gather downstairs about 10 minutes after worship is over. We've got Bible studies that are happening a couple of Wednesday afternoons. That group, they bake really well. I bet they would welcome you there. There are women's groups that meet different days during the week. We would love to have you there. We are a group of people who say that we're working to nurture lives of living faith with open hearts and serving hands. That nurturing faith is about incredible worship, which is led by music leaders like we have. And it's about digging into Bible. This morning, Grace is going to start a new church school class with infants to three-year-olds. It's a beginning. Why? Why would you start Sunday school that early? Because it's a way to engage young families. Luther always felt that the home is the best place for people to learn about faith in God. We just need to continue to work at teaching that. Pastor Martha has a serving hands group that has been throughout the community doing different events. They gathered at one of the pet shelters recently and did a bunch of work with animals and cleaning and the like. earlier they had been to ministry on the margin and helped gather food together and do work down there. One week they gathered here and they baked all sorts of baked goods and took it out to some of the fire stations and police stations to say thank you. On behalf of this gathered community, thank you for what you do. Some of the folks at the fire department were just taken aback that someone would bake and give something to them. It is a culture of understanding that we are the kind of people who are called to faith in Jesus Christ, not just for our own sake. We are baptized and set free, given the gift of being able to go out and speak about this to others or live in the midst of others. So earlier this fall, we gathered at the Out of Darkness Walk. We had a good contingency from Trinity, and we brought that day more money than any other group that was walking with the Out of Darkness Walk, thanks to your generosity. And we handed out cards like this. Pastor Martha has shown you these before. You matter. Jesus says so. Some people need cards like this to hang on their mirrors to be reminded that they are a beloved child of God. And on the flip side are our worship times. We've got lots of these cards. If you'd like to grab some of them to hand them out to people that you know, so that they hear a message of Christ's love, please do. We can always have more printed. At our stand there that day, we had all sorts of people stopping by. The prayer wall that is out in the entryway, lots of people writing out prayer requests on the strips and hanging it on the prayer wall. Lots of people stopping by and getting a rock, something to hang on to. This Wednesday, we will gather in this place and we will fill 1,500 to 1,700 backpacks that will go out to every school in the Bismarck-Mandan School District. And a grant from the trust is making the $4,000 fee possible. The sad news is that means there's 1,500 to 1,700 kids in our communities who don't have food. The good news is we're helping step into that gap and provide it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we gather together thinking about stewardship and a capital campaign because we are called to be salt and light in this world. So why run both of them at the same time? Because it seemed like the right thing to do. We didn't want to gather for a couple of weeks talking about our general fund stewardship, take a couple of weeks off, and then come back and talk about a capital campaign. It seemed much more honest to just come and say, these are two opportunities we want you to think about. When you think about your finances, think about them together, please. I hope that the letters arrived in the mail this week. If you didn't get them, we'll have them out at the welcome station. But this is the capital campaign form. We invite you to fill this out, and on the 15th, we'll gather these together. You drop them in the offering plate, and this is the giving intent card, which goes toward the general fund. This really helps council figure out our budget. And on the third Thursday of this month, we begin that budgeting process already. We don't vote on it until February, but we've got to be working on it as council already this month. You're taking the time to give an estimate, an intent of what you hope to be able to give next year is just vitally important to council in the work that they do. I want you to hear once again the closing words from Baptized and Set Free. Now with praise and thanksgiving, we join the song. All are welcomed, we gather to sing loud and strong, not enslaved but set free. From now on we will be one in Jesus, one in water, baptized and set free. Let us live as salty people, freed for Christ's sake, to proclaim the good news. Thanks be to God. Amen.